I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Grant.
Unique!
Let's start with Chris Sale and his back-to-back really good outings. What are you noticing different from Chris Sale over the last couple performances?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of been what we expected to see, what he expected to do, and maybe coming a little bit easier for him because he's gotten some innings under his belt. I think it could be as simple as that. You know, the velocity obviously last night was where it needed to be. I think he's kind of answered the questions about that, although I was wondering in Colorado for a couple of innings kind of what was going on there. But when your slider's that good and you get the swings and misses that you need, it's not like you have to throw every fastball at max effort, and I don't think anybody's suggesting that he needed to do that. He just kind of wanted to know that it was there when he needed it, and I think he's answered a lot of those questions the last couple of outings.
Damn sure he answered mine last night, because just like you said, Greg, to me it just seemed like he wanted to make an emphasis that gas is still there, man, because, I mean, he was putting it in there. Talk about the other guys. We were having fun, you know, with Grant Holmes and also A.J. Smith-Shawver. I mean, the kid had an outstanding outing the other day. As far as, you know, we always talk about, because he has those options and everything, that, you know, they kind of take advantage of that. But there's no way in hell right now. I mean, Grant, even because he's still young, if he does have a bad outing, he still earned that right to be up here for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I felt that way pretty much from jump, and it was one of the people who was a little bit surprised that they made the decision to option him instead of Bryce Elder, because, again, they both have options. So why did it end up being? But, you know, sometimes these things work themselves out, and Bryce Elder has pitched very well the last three starts. He's been part of this as well. But I think A.J. Smith-Shawver, there's just always been that extra level that he can get to because of the arm talent that he has. And we saw that in his start against Cincinnati on Monday. And I think he answered a lot of questions, again, to use that phrase, about, okay, how's he going to be feeling after the liner? Where's the next step for him? Is he going to reach the next level? He just showed you again. It's in there. He's capable of it. The arm talent is there. And he's just going to continue to, I think, develop and benefit from exactly what you just said, Randy, and that's doing it every fifth day. There is no substitute for experience. That's what a pitcher like that needs, and I'm hoping he's going to be able to kind of exercise that muscle, if you will. Because, I mean, yeah, physically he's got all the tools, but mentally, does he learn the game and does he learn the things he needs to do to adjust and to find and consistently reach that next level? That's the true next step of his development. And the Braves need it, let's be honest. They don't have Ronaldo Lopez anytime soon. Right. They don't have Spencer Strider right now. A.J. Smith-Shawver is certainly part of the answers. And by the way, the last nine, I believe, games for this pitching staff overall, sub-3 ERA. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the offense has been a little bit quiet, too, but the pitching staff is doing its job, and it's, I think, starting with the rotation.
Since you mentioned him, I mean, we're gonna get to as much of it as we can, and we're going to talk about this anyway, but what do we know about Strider? I know they showed some video of him playing long toss, and is there any kind of timeline at all? And then also on Acuna and his rehab assignment.
No, I mean, I can keep it pretty brief on both of them. I mean, it's with Strider, he is obviously closer, I think, than Acuna is, because that timeline, we're really not going to know it until he goes out on the rehab assignment, and that creates a three-week window in which he's got to be back within 3 weeks. Could it be 2 weeks? Could it be 10 days? Maybe. I don't know. We'll kind of see how they do it, but they're going to take their time with him. But with Strider, it's really going to be, can he get off the mound and feel comfortable? throwing long toss, though, is meaningful because you have to put more effort into that than just flat ground throwing from 75 feet. So I think he's making progress. Is it another 5 days? Is it another week? Does he need a rehab start to just kind of hit reset and get him back where he was? Those are the questions the Braves will have to answer, I think, in the next 6-7 days.
What about who stays up and goes down when that happens, Grant?
I mean, it's kind of been a moving target. Right. I mean, if you've got options, you could go. So maybe you kind of find out who is pitching the best at that time, right, and you, quote-unquote, ride the hot hand. Right. Maybe you figure out that 6 starters right now makes more sense than that extra reliever, and you trim from there. And that could be just part of that roster math that the Braves need to solve at that time, because I talked about this with Brian Snitker way back at the winter meetings. I said, last couple of years, the extra days rest, and particularly for Chris Sale and Ronaldo Lopez last year, seemed to be beneficial. Yeah. Might that also benefit Spencer Strider as he's kind of getting acclimated in this year after missing an entire season with elbow surgery? And he said, look, that's worked for us. And that's definitely one of the things that we're thinking about and looking at as we make these decisions about how we deploy our starting pitchers.
Grant McCauley joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, talking Braves baseball every single Wednesday. Grant is the 92.9 The Game Atlanta Braves insider and host of From the Diamond. We'll get to the player that hit the ball in just a minute, because it was great to see Michael Harris come through in that moment. But when they sent Stuart Fairchild, what was going through? Can you slow it down? Like, did you have a slow motion reaction to it, or what was your reaction in real time when you saw that they were sending him and where the ball was?
Well, I thought it was going to be a bit of a mess. And then kind of, you know, looking at it in hindsight, I guess Matt Tuiasosopo kind of read the language maybe of how the Reds were feeling it, and maybe the lack of urgency and the fact that that throw even went to second base. But, you know, I posted this on X last night when it happened. Look, they got saved by some hesitation there, but they also pressed the issue and it created that opportunity to score. So, you know, sometimes, as the saying goes, it's better to be lucky than good. And maybe that was one of those times where the Braves just kind of made their own luck.
What about Michael? I mean, because, I mean, that was such a clutch hit. And we're talking about, we were talking last couple weeks ago when they moved him from the leadoff to six. He felt like he found his groove, but kind of went back a little bit in the wrong direction, Grant. Is it something you're seeing in his approach? Or it just could be, you know, baseball?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both, I think. I mean, his swing decisions have certainly improved over the first 2.5 weeks. I'd have to go back and look at it, but when he struck out 4 times in that game against the Blue Jays at the end of that road trip, when Spencer Strider came back and made his first and only start of the year, he just kind of felt like, man, it can't get much worse than this, right? I mean, he seems like he's lost. And then since that time, and whatever that is, 2.5, 3-ish weeks, I think he struck out 5 total times. So he's making more contact, but he's also a guy that I feel like is aggressive, is looking for something to do damage on. He doesn't necessarily – he doesn't draw the kind of walks that I think would be beneficial for him. But some of that may have to do with discomfort, and also something that the Braves have been suffering from for a while in a lot of different ways is guys are just trying to do everything they can every at-bat, and I just don't think you can go up there and play that way all the time. Of course, it's not a switch that you can just turn off. It's not like, oh, well, I'm going to become less competitive here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make the pitcher make a mistake. I mean, those guys are good too. They have a say in it. So I think it's just finding that comfortability in the box and also the swing decisions that he's making. As those improve, we can still see the Michael Harris, who went on an absolute heater the last 2 months of last year and who was dynamite from June on in 2023. He is that good, but he does have some valleys that go along with the peaks in his game. And I think once he finds the way to get to that consistency, that's when I think you see Michael Harris become one of the stars of this game.
I think I remember this correctly. It was the World Series year where they didn't have an above 500 record until August at some point. Is that right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah, I mean,
that's right.
A win tonight would be get them back to 500 after that horrible 0-7 start. How much do they think about that? Like, how much does that number matter to those guys in there?
It's something that, yes, they want to get there, but it's like, you know, when you're on a long trip and you're like, okay, I know I've made progress when I get to this stop. I'm going to get off this exit. We're going to get gas. I like this restaurant. It's like that, I think, for them, because, look, it's 6 months of a baseball season. It's early until it's not, I guess, is kind of one of the things that you could say about it. And to me, Memorial Day is really that first big checkpoint where you're going to look around and say, all right, we're about a third of the way through the season. What do we have here? What do we not have? And how do we change it leading up to the All-Star break, basically, to figure out what we're going to need to really finish strong? I think that the Braves are answering some questions right now offensively. I think they're answering some questions more so pitching-wise, but they have shown offensively that they're better than the 0-7 start, let's put it that way. And obviously you're waiting to get one of the most dynamic players in baseball back at some point in the next 3-4 weeks. So there's a lot, I think, that's there in terms of, you know, things to think about. I don't think they're dwelling on the 0-7 start anymore, most certainly, but you got to get to 500 to get to the place where you can advance beyond it and begin to make that climb up the standings. And if you look, the Mets have cooled off a little bit. The Braves aren't really that far back. It's a manageable deficit. They wanted to keep it that way, I think, at least until you got Ronald back and Spencer back and felt like you were more at full strength. And then you can maybe find out what this club is. They didn't do themselves any favors that first week. Everybody knows that. But I think their mentality is beyond that and understanding that, you know, even Alex Verdugo said this a couple of days ago, knowing this clubhouse the way that he does over the first 3 weeks, he sees the work ethic and the expectation to win and feels like they're going to be able to unlock that and find that, you know, to use the phrase again, next level for this team that we haven't seen yet.
Well, hopefully they get back to 500 tonight. Let's We'd love it. To see it. Thank you, Grant.
Appreciate it, G-Mike.
You got it.
Grant McCauley there, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider. I like that phrase. It's early until it's not. Didn't it feel like it got late fast this year?
Yeah.
You start 0-7, it's like, all right, it's not early anymore.
Well,
you dig your way out of it. I'd call it a stat or a fact or whatever. If they win tonight, they're the fastest team to get back to 500 after starting 0-7.
Is that a stat or a fact?
I don't think it's a stat. I don't know.
Who cares?
It's a fact.
It
would be
a fact.
It would be true.
So that would be a stat.
Yeah. Now, you don't, again, it's not a record you want.
No.
Because that means you had to start 0-7 to do it.
Laugh my butt off.
But if you're going to start 0-7, at least be the fastest team to get back to 500, which they would be.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
If they win today. So hopefully they do. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, 404-726-0929. Load up the phone lines and ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.